This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, have been killed in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports today's attack was carried out by the Damascus regime's warplanes and helicopters. Syria has been devastated since 2011 by a multi-layered civil war, and Idlib province has been the scene of civilian bloodshed time after time. Here in the U.S., a lot of Southern Californians probably spent a nervous night after 2 major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the 2 shocks were the area's largest in at least 20 years. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second not far away from the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes were without power, and there were fires and reports of cracked buildings and gas line breaks throughout Ridgecrest. Daybreak, a few hours from now, could bring with it additional signs of damage. So far, only minor injuries reported. California Governor Gavin Newsom has put his state's Office of Emergency Service on its highest alert level. Aftershocks are widely expected. More now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Seismologists have been warning the public that after Thursday's 6.4 quake, more could be on the way. Caltech's Lucy Jones says they study what has happened and try to predict what's ahead.
Does this make the big one more likely? Does this make the big one less likely? What aftershocks are we going to have?
The Red Cross says some people are so rattled by the shaking that they feel safer sleeping outdoors in tents, despite the high heat. Crews have been assessing the damage to a hospital and roadways in Ridgecrest, California. Now there are more locales that will have to be inspected for major structural damage. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the so-called operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people and to make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. The United States will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the latest developments in Iran, including Tehran's plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment this weekend. The meeting is set for Wednesday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance and Russia have not made any breakthroughs on the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in early weekend talks. Speaking to reporters in Brussels after Friday's meeting of the NATO-Russia Council, Stoltenberg said the chances of salvaging the landmark Cold War arms treaty were going down day by day. Moscow insists it is in compliance with the INF treaty, negotiated by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, which eliminated the medium-range missile arsenals of the two countries. NATO says Moscow is in violation of the accord. The United States is set to pull out of the treaty next month, arguing it needs to develop its own weapons to deter the Kremlin after Russia's decision not to destroy a new medium-range missile that NATO says breaches the agreement. A new UN report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and repressive measures aimed at neutralizing political opponents. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, says perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance.
Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee their country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not end and the dire economic situation does not improve. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, William Castillo, says the government flatly denies the human rights violations against the Maduro regime. More news at VOA.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News.